Hey, good afternoon. Sit down, please. I'm Randolph Peel. I should first apologize that my wife wasn't able to join me today. One of the children is sick, I'm afraid. So, let's get started. You are Li Ying Situ, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And am I right in assuming you're single?
Yes, and I don't have any marriage plans.
Well, let me begin by saying how surprised we were at the response to our advertisement. We had lots of good applications, and from those, we've selected 6 people for the interview. I hope you weren't too surprised by the formality of the application form. It's just that it's easier when it comes to decision-making to have everybody's details clearly laid out on paper. As I say, you're one of the 6 people we've chosen from almost 70 applications. Maybe you could start by telling me something about yourself. I've got some details here. Let's see. You were born on October 1st, 1973. Is that right?
Yes, October the 1st. That's quite a significant date for China as well as for me personally, because it's Chinese National Day.
Right, yeah. So you're lucky, huh? Always having a holiday for your birthday.
Yes, that's true. I was born here in Beijing and have always lived here. In the last 2 or 3 years, I've travelled a bit around China while working as a tour guide for a travel company during summer vacations. I realise I enjoy travelling a lot.
So you've worked as a tour guide. That's interesting. Have you done any other jobs?
Well, yes, I have. I've had various other temporary jobs and part-time jobs. I've done translation work for private individuals and companies. I've worked as an interpreter, and I occasionally do some basic clerical work to help out in my father's office.
That's quite an impressive list.
I'm glad you think so. I've also done some teaching, English teaching. At the moment, I'm teaching 2 middle school pupils.
So, at the moment you're studying and doing a bit of private teaching. Good, that's great. Your English sounds very good. Have you ever spent any time in an English-speaking country?
No, unfortunately not. But I spent some of my free time with 2 American friends, and that helps a lot. And, of course, I'm majoring in English at the Beijing Foreign Studies University here in Beijing.
I see. And when will you graduate?
Next year.
Do you have a job in mind for then? What do you really like to do?
Well, I'm hoping to find work as an interpreter with a joint venture company. But I know the competition is fierce these days. I'd love a job that involves travelling and working with people.
Working for a company usually involves long working hours. Wouldn't you mind that?
No, not at all. I like working hard. I never mind getting really absorbed in what I'm doing. I'm like that about studying now.
But what about leisure activities?
Well, I do a lot of reading, but I don't really have time for anything else.
You sound a very dedicated student. What are your other strong points? Why do you think you'd be a suitable person to work with us for the summer?
Well, I have no formal professional experience. I've worked as a translator and interpreter, and I've had some clerical experience and teaching experience. I'm quite patient, so I think I would be quite good with children.
Do you have much experience of boisterous young children? Any nieces or nephews?
Not really. I'm teaching 2 14-year-olds at the moment.
I think you'd probably find our children rather different from 14-year-olds. They're quite wild sometimes. I mean, what would you do if one child is screaming in one room and 2 children are kicking each other in the hallway? No, you needn't worry about answering that question. I couldn't answer it either. Just let me say that If you work for us, there'll be some difficult moments.
But I do learn quickly. I think I'll be able to manage.
Yes, I'm sure you would. Just one more question. Can you use a computer?
Yes, I'm not very confident, but I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Good. Good. But, as we said in the ad, we'd be prepared to help you with that. Now, let me take down your contact number and address.
My telephone number is 6847-3946. That's my parents' home, actually. My address is P.O. Box 528, Foreign Studies University, Beijing, 100081.
Good. I've got that. Thank you. I have four more applications to see now, so I'll call you at the end of the day, or maybe tomorrow, and let you know what we've decided. Thank you for your interest. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.